WWI.
This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Is there any emergency traffic before I begin the net? Over. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley service net. This net meets at 9 o'clock p.m. every evening on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. This is an informal net. All operators are invited to participate. Emergency traffic has priority, can break their net at any time. This is KC2WI. Are there any battery-powered, portable, or mobile stations? Over. WI, you're pretty scratchy into the repeater. If you can kick up the power or move a little bit and try it again, that would be good. Over.
AB2XN.
Yeah, that's a lot better, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was on portable up here at camp, and that's my first try. And my second try here, I jumped in the car, so I just wanted to say hi and checking in and hanging out at camp. Got my buck already a few weeks ago, so just came up to see some of the guys and glow a little, I suppose.
Yeah, okay, well, I see Jeff got one there about a week ago, I guess. I can't remember, a few days. And I don't know if you ever talked to Jim there, KC2VMF up there in Franklin County, St. Regis Falls. I talked to him last Wednesday on the 160 meter net there, the top band single flight band net. He was talking about he hadn't gotten one, but he was going out. Yeah, so anyway, I guess there's no snow down here. There was a dusting this morning, but there's none here. But I was up at the hideaway all day at the trail finding and grooming seminar, and I figured, you know, I started out here and the sun was out, and I got up to Seaville or somewhere, and it started looking a little dark, and by the time I got up to like West Leiden and that, you know, I don't think it was actually snowing at that point, but it was dark, and the road, certainly the secondary road there, Fish Creek Road, I guess it is, you know, that was all snow, and, boy, it, you know, looking out at the window, I figured by the afternoon, well, it's, you know, it's going to be kind of gone, but, you know, there was more snow. So I didn't really notice exactly where I lost it. I came down into Boonville. The main roads were all clear. Came down into Boonville and, you know, somewhere between West Leiden and Boonville, I noticed that everything seemed to be clear. And of course, Boonville, there was nothing. So anyway, nice we didn't get anything significant down here. Well, it's always good to be at camp. Over.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah, we have snow on the ground. It's good tracking snow, so good for the guys still going. I went out did a little grouse hunting there, but I never get one. Anyway, it's just fun to get out and poke around. I guess I could hunt bear, but I haven't seen one yet in the woods all the years I've been up here, 20 years now. But they're around. If I knew where they were, I suppose I would focus on that. But I guess it would have to drop right in the back of the truck for me to shoot one. Anyway, I'll say 7-3s. This is AB2XN.
Yeah, I've seen a few in the woods, you know, hiking, and one was about 20 feet from where I was sleeping under the tarp. That was right up at, in the Confusion Flats, or I think it's the Crooked Creek Trail, and I don't know if that, I guess that's Crooked Creek that it goes through, but I don't think it's the, yeah, and, you know, haven't seen one for a while. All right, 7-3, this is KC2WI, do we have any other battery-powered portable mobile stations, over?
KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, go ahead.
Well, I guess technically we're battery-powered, we're up here at camp. And hello there to Dave, on the other side of the, I wouldn't call it a valley, but the other side of the county anyway. We're up here at camp too, and I'm out there helping out with the cause here. We had the boys up here today hunting, and out there, same thing. If I see a bear, I'll take it up here, because, I got a bunch of guys here for camp, so we can drag it out. But I hear you, Dave. If I was up here by myself, I wouldn't even bother. So, anyway, not a lot going on. It's a little chilly up here. It's 32, but it's been 32 here pretty much the entire day. So the temperature has not fluctuated much at all, and I don't think it got any back in that control.
Okay, it's 36 here, and my digital thermometer says the low was 32, but I know it was 30 when I looked at 7 o'clock. I know it was below 32, so I don't know. I don't know if that means it went up, down, up, or I don't really know. But anyway, there's no snow here, and like I said, there's none in Main Street and Boonville. There, not even, really, not even a hint. It's only, you know, you see maybe a little bit on a car or something. Okay. It's always good to be in camp, and I originally thought, well, maybe I'd get out of that thing and head over to the Adirondacks, but it just was way too late, so I got lots of stuff to do anyway. I could go get a couple cords of firewood and get that finished off. Thomas, this is KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and are there any Echolink stations? Over.
Just a quick comment.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to mention, we had about almost an inch of snow here, and it's still on the ground for the most part here up at camp. KD2AIT.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd say up at, I really didn't look too close right in the west light, but up at the highway up there, which is quite a bit up in elevation, I think. You keep going up. By the end of the day, I'd say there was an inch. I mean, it was pretty well, the grass and the parking area and all was pretty well covered, and it spit it off and on. All right, well, I'm just as well, there's none here. I'm happy with that. If I had a big yard or, you know, a farm field out right next to me or something, grassy field, then, you know, about 1 inch of snow and I'd be riding a snowmobile around the yard. Like one of the guys said today, they started riding when they were, I don't know, whatever, and you know, in their grandfathers or something. They said there was not 1 inch of grass in that, you know, yard that wasn't packed with a snowmobile track, you know. But here I gotta wait till there's 5 or 6 at least, you know, because I'm not riding around. And the grass, well, all you really need is wet grass, especially with an old sled, but. Anyway, Jeff, I don't think we have any Echolink stations because I didn't hear anyone log in, but we'll try again. This is KC2WI. Do we have any Echolink stations? Okay, none heard. This is KC2WI. This is the button for any station anywhere. Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system, and there is one other station behind me.
Maybe you guys logged in when somebody else was on, not early, because I don't think I heard anything. Okay, go ahead. A2FDM, go ahead.
There's a delay on the Echolink there, Pete. It takes almost like a second and a half before they can key down.
Okay, Pete, yeah, KE2FBM here. Yeah, like Jeff said, it takes a couple of seconds almost before we can get the transmit button that'll come live for us. The other station, apparently, we might have lost them, unfortunately, so I'll take over really quick here. KE2FBM out here in Oneonta in the central southern tier, got 35 degrees under cloudy skies, and we did get a couple snowflakes in the air down here today. Spent most of my morning with my one friend that I used to work with, KC2TWX. He and I used to work together for the statewide wireless network in Albany and Buffalo and down in New York City. And like I said, we're both hams, so we were kind of reprogramming radios today and trying to, you know, get the newest and latest and greatest information in our radios. So had a pretty good time hanging out while we were down at my other friend's place that owns the TV station here. And so we kind of had a little powwow together. It was kind of fun. So nice day. Can't complain. Nothing like good friends and coffee and breakfast together and then playing with radios. So that was a good deal. All right, on that note, I won't hog the repeater. I'll say 7-3. I'll sit back and listen. This is KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, that's true. And I was up in West Leiden, up at the Hideaway all day. I've never been there. I've actually never been in the place on a snowmobile. I've been sort of by it once or twice, but I've never been in that location in the car at all until today. And we had a Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders Club sponsored snowmobile trail. They call it STEP, Safe Trails Education Program, trail signing, and then a groomer operation, groomer seminar, and so on. And it was from, I got there about 8:45. I think there was different starting times. I thought 9 o'clock, and then I saw 8:30, so I was really kind of hustling and then sort of holding my breath and pushing as much as I could when the road was a little slick, but it was okay. And I think we left it, it was over at 4, some, it was almost dark out, I guess, and then I chatted with people. So it's the same thing, you know, you get with a bunch of people and a common interest, and that's always a nice thing. We had lunch there and stuff like that. Okay, well, let's just, we'll take a pause and see if there is anyone else on the Echo Link. KC2WI, over. Okay, I don't hear any other Echo Link stations, so we'll move on. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for a station to check in. Anyone, anywhere, over. Okay, nothing heard. This is KC2WI. Some announcements. If anybody happens to be up in the Lake Pleasant area, the Helen County Amateur Radio Club meeting is Monday night at 7, and it feels like Sunday for some reason. And the Boonville Amateur Radio Club is Tuesday night at 7, and Thursday night at 6:30. And I should be there earlier than that. If people want to show up a little early, probably be okay. Thursday night, the 19th, at 6:30 till 8:30, or we may end up going till 9:30, as long as people want to, you know, sit around and play. I'll be presenting a digital modes or digital communications workshop at the in the Emergency Operations Center Conference Room at the Lewis County Public Safety Building on Stowe Street in Lowellville. And basically what we're going to do, I hope I can find my notes from the last two of these. I had fairly organized notes, but I've been shuffling through and I can't find them. But what we're going to do is go through the installation and configuration and basic operation of FL Digi and a couple of the digital modes. And I've done these twice before. You get a projector or a big screen TV, hook a computer to it. All the participants who care to do so bring in the laptop or netbook or whatever computer they bring in, a desktop if you want to plug everything in. And then we, you know, make sure you have a microphone and a speaker hooked to the computer. And whether it's, you know, laptops, maybe have them built in. And then we install the software, we go through the initial configuration, or we pick usually MT63, because that's a fast mode, and see if we can send and receive messages, you know, over the air. I mean literally the air. Acoustic coupling, just computer to computer, one computer hears the other. And if you can do that, you're about 90% of the way there. And trying to cover all the various sound card interfaces and stuff, that would be and you know, ways to hook them to radios would be impossible in a couple hours. That might be a good thing for a second workshop, or actually, what might be a good thing if enough people are interested is build it. You know, get the parts and build them. Which you can buy a basic kit of parts. I think even maybe some of them have a little PC board, which isn't really necessary. But on eBay last time I looked for about 20, I think less than 20 bucks. If you scrounge up out of your junk box some audio cables and stuff like that, and you know, then it's really cheap. If you need a USB to serial converter, you can buy one of those, but I haven't done this yet. But you can also buy, you know, one that's got a USB connector on one end and a serial, regular DB9 serial port on connector on the COM port, whatever. RS-232, whatever you want to call it. But for, and those are 20 bucks or 30, it depends on where you get them. You got to be a little careful about the chipset, I guess. Maybe. Although I haven't had any problem with for this. And you can also buy a little single board with a little USB connector on it for about $4. You build the whole thing right into the interface, which I'd like to try doing. Anyway, that is Thursday night. No radios needed, no ham radio license needed. The software is free. Might be a good thing that if you know someone who's a little bit interested in ham radio and, in the computers and stuff, to have them come and see kind of, the matchup. Anyway, this is KC2WI. This is, we could do one of these in Boonville, too, sometime if we thought there was enough interest, you know, at Dodge Pratt or somewhere. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net looking for additional. I heard the repeater key up and no audio. I don't know if that was an accidental keying or if that somebody's got some audio problems. KC2WI.
Yeah, KD2FPM, yeah, my Echolink was acting a little flaky. I was trying to get it to settle down. I apologize about that.
Okay, very good. All right, once again, this is KC2WI. We're looking for check-ins, questions, comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over.
KC2NBU. Good evening, Pete.
KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. You got any snow up there on the hill? Over.
Yeah, the cars were covered. The lawn was covered this morning. And the satellite dish went out around midnight because of the snow. But I wasn't going to go out and try to clean it. But most of it's melted. There's still a little bit on the car. But we knew it was coming.
Yep, okay. Well, I was a little surprised, actually. By the time I got down the hill from the hideaway and West Leiden, and I had to brush and scrape my windshield this morning, and I was kind of in a hurry, so I didn't really do a good job. I figured, oh, it's already 31, 32, the sun is out, it's going to melt. And it really didn't melt or blow off the side windows or the back that well. And I figured, oh, it'll just melt. The sun will be out today. But, of course, somewhere's up around past Seaville, it really got dark, and it snowed off and on all the day when I was up there. And I got out and had to brush the windows and everything off again. It was pretty... it wasn't heavy, but by the time I got to Boonville, I came straight down through from West Leiden. I stopped and had something to eat, and when I got out of the car, I noticed it was pretty much completely melted off there. So all right, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet, and we're looking for any further check-ins, questions, or comments. Over.
N5AOW, good evening. Pete, how you doing?
Good evening, Bob. I'm guessing maybe you got a little snow up there. I think some of the snow that I was observing over in West Leiden maybe was kind of lake effect-y kind of stuff, because I left here in Glenfield at 8 o'clock, or 8:20, I don't know, whatever, and the sun was out up to Turin, and then heading, you know, west from Seaville, it you could see it just was cloudy and dark, and a typical thing there. So I don't know if you've got any or not during the day, but you probably had some overnight. Over.
Roger on that, Pete. Yeah, I noticed last night when we went to bed there was snow cover. It was covering the grass. And by morning, well, when I got up early, I think there probably was about an inch and a half. I think there was a little bit of attrition there during the course of the day. But like you were saying and a few others, never really got warm enough to melt anything. And right now, I would say there's a good inch or so on the ground yet. I didn't see any during the day, but we could have had a little dusting here and there. Nothing to, accumulate any kind of count on it. So other than that, not a whole lot going on here. And just been a cool day. I spent it inside, and I was happy to do that. So I'll return it back to you, Pete. KC2WI and 5ALW.
That's all right. Well, I was kind of surprised, you know. I mean, you know, I was surprised when I, sort of, I guess, when I headed into the darkness there, I thought it was supposed to clear up, I don't know, the weather changes a lot, but... And then all day it was just, I looked outside several times out the windows, and it was snowing pretty good up there, but it never did it for long enough to really make too much of an accumulation. But and of course the sun never came out up there, so it never melted. But here, it was sunny in the morning, and somebody said, I think it was at the end of the day, the bartender said, oh yeah, it was sunny down below, but I don't know. Okay, Bob, thanks for checking in. This is KC2WY. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're again looking for additional check-ins or any comments. Over. KC2WY, we'll make this the last call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over. Okay, hearing none, this is KC2WI, and I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 0227 Zulu, and I didn't write everybody who checked in, so I won't try to recite all the call signs, but thanks everyone who checked in, 73, have a good rest of the weekend, and hopefully we'll see you all at the meeting Tuesday night. KC2WI, the net is now closed out.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's very, very much appreciated. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. And again, 73, KD2FPM is clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome as always. And again, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. And stations, come in, please.
And 5 AOW, good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU.
Okay, very good. N5 AOW, good evening, Bob. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you both for taking in, much appreciated. And we'll make one more standby here. Are there any other stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic, after the tail drops on your repeater? Okay, I thank you for checking in. 73 Cebu. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. Might get a little snow up your way tonight, I guess. In fact, you might hear it too. KA2 Zanzibar.